If you're a regular listener, you'd be aware when I spoke to a bloke called Stephen Mott a while back. He was writing a book about the history of the Penguin Hill Climb. And, well, the good news is the book is now out, and he joins me. Good morning, Stephen, and congratulations. It's a fantastic book.
Thank you, Martin, and thanks for once again having me on your show.
You're welcome. It was a fair while ago when we spoke, so it gives me an idea of how long it took you to get this together. It's 100 pages. There's lots of photos in there and a lot of information too from 1955 right through until 1971. So if you were to sit down and try and work out how many hours it took you to actually put this book together, it'd be a pretty big number, I reckon.
Yes, it's it'd be a hard thing to try and do. I guess it's... probably over 15 years, it slowly gravitated towards from accumulating photos and things to thinking, well, I've got enough information here. Someone should write a book about it. And then the light bulb went off and I thought, well, nobody else is going to do it. I'll do it myself.
If you want something done, do it yourself. For people that don't understand what hill climb's all about, that's basically it's an uphill race with a car against the clock, one at a time, very safe and very popular form of motorsport. You're a member of the Northwest Car Club, and I noticed in the opening part of the book you've dedicated it to the late Jim Smith, who was also a member of the car club. Just tell us a bit about Jim, because a lot of people probably don't know so much about him.
No, well, Jim was a life member of the Northwest Car Club. In every sense of the word, he joined the car club right at the very beginnings. He was at the first meeting of the club when the club was formed, and he continued with the club for well over 50 years until ill health forced him to stop. And he did everything within the club, all the different positions on the committee, and of course he was one of the instigators behind the Penguin Hill Climb and was clerk of the course at that event for many, many years.
When we spoke, probably maybe 12 months ago now, it might have been, I reckon, at least, but about the book that you were writing, we spoke about how the Penguin Hill Climb used to get lots of people to it, that it was always the week after the Longford Grand Prix, and often cars that raced in the Grand Prix that week were at Penguin the following week.
Absolutely, yeah. It's probably hard to imagine for people these days, isn't it, that we, you know, had a Grand Prix at Longford with all the best drivers in the world coming out here, and then some overflow from that would appear at Penguin the following week, and some top-name mainland drivers appeared there over the years, and some top-flight machinery as well.
Well, it's interesting. You've got a massive amount of photos in there, and I was just flicking through it the other day, and there's actually a photo there of a bloke doing it in a go-kart, of all things. It was open to anyone, really.
Well, that's the great thing about hill climbing, particularly back then. There was all sorts, you know, from Morris Minor standard cars through to home-built specials were very popular in the early years of the climb, and were very competitive, and they were relatively cheap to build. And then as things got a little bit more competitive and more money came into it, some of the local guys bought ex-Grand Prix racing cars, Cooper Climaxes and Brabhams and cars of that nature that were driven by some of the greatest names in motorsport, Graham Hill and Jim Clark and Brabham himself, of course. All of these things were, you know, competing against your humble Holden Humpies and all sorts. So, yeah, that was the appeal of the event, I think.
One of the things you also put, apart from the dedication to Jim, in the front part of the book is actually a map of the hill climb. For people who don't know where it's now Deviation Road, very much a residential area, and it was a little bit back then as well, but the people with the houses on the hill there, they had a top view of it.
They did, and a few people, I was lucky enough to track down a few people that lived on the course, and some of them said, you know, they'd mow the lawn the day before and get the deck chairs out and invite their friends around for a front row seat of the event. It was always something that they looked forward to.
This is obviously a thing you've got a passion for. Does it gladden your heart to see hill climbing in Tasmania at the moment? It sort of went through a bit of a lull, but maybe for the last 5 or 6 years, it's really gone up in popularity again.
It has. I think in terms of numbers, it's probably more popular now than what it's ever been in the state. It's very competitive again. And in some ways, it's very similar to what it was back in the Penguin Hill Climb days. You know, you get quite a few of the top-line drivers turning up from time to time, and Yeah, it just goes to show the appeal of the sport.
Yeah, well, the big appeal of it, of course, is too, you don't have to have a race car. You can do it in your everyday car, as long as you've got a helmet and a fire extinguisher and a few other safety requirements. It's a very safe form of motorsport, which is why you can take your street car in it if you want to.
Absolutely, yeah, and that hasn't changed. You know, that was from the early days in the 50s. That was when most people, that's what they did. They had their road car, whether it was a Morris Minor or an XK120 Jaguar. You could turn up and there was a class for you to compete in, and it's very similar today.
I've got to say, you've done a fantastic job with the book. We know it took a lot of time, as you mentioned, probably 15 years in the making when you add it all up, but an enormous amount of photos in there and an enormous amount of text as well. Where did you source it all from? I mean, if you sat down and asked me, would you like to write a book about the Penguin Hill Climb, I wouldn't know where to start.
Well, I didn't either, really, and I guess I started talking to some of the old members of the club, guys that remembered it, and went from there, and then they mentioned names, and then I spoke to those people and they mentioned names, and as I went I collected photographs and the odd, I was lucky enough to be given old programs and things like that, and so from that I tracked down more and more events, and then going through the reels at the library of the old Advocate newspapers, it's fairly time consuming thing to do, but yeah, slowly finding more and more information, and it was actually a fun thing to do. I really enjoyed.
And you must have a real sense of real sense of achievement now it's finished. It's been out for a little while, a few weeks or a month or so. What's the early response been like?
Fantastic. It's been really good. It's been very popular, and it's just the feedback has been really good, particularly from people that either competed there or spectated. It was a big part of their lives. It ran for 17 years, and some years up to four times a year that they ran the event. So it was a big event, and people, I think, are glad that it hasn't been forgotten, and something that they really enjoyed is now in print form for them to remember forever.
So where can people get a copy, Stephen?
It's in local news agents. If they want to get a signed copy, they can get in touch with me if they like. 0428 276667.
Yes, and if you haven't got a pen, they can get hold of you through the Northwest Car Club.
Yes, for sure.
Terrific. Oh, well, look, once again, congratulations. The book's turned out magnificent. You must be over the moon about it. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you very much, Martin.